IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers in the studio, as always, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, thank you very much for having me here.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. In these, actually, series of episodes and the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio, we are trying to criticize movies with religious themes. Well, not necessarily artistically speaking. And for that, you know, we have actually decided to work on today and hopefully in the upcoming episodes to work on and criticize the movie Father Stu, which is produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross and starring several big names in Hollywood, such as Mark Wahlberg, Mel Gibson, and Teresa Ruiz. But before dealing with, let's say, this movie, and it's a short storyline, let's take a listen to a short trailer, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
I figured it out.
Yeah, seventh time's a charm.
I'm being an actor.
Oh, God. You don't belong with those LA folks. They're a bunch of fascist hippies.
What brings you here?
And I figured no better place to be discovered than the supermarket.
Hey, did I see you on a television series?
You do movies? You don't work in the entertainment industry at all?
No, man.
You still know you're fussing with this truck?
I'm a son. I'm just borrowing it.
I reckon it's a few months worth of cleanups on aisle four to pay off a DUI impound.
What can I get for you, miss? I got beef.
I can see that.
Hey! Hey!
Let's not waste either of our time. I'm a Catholic.
Well, ain't that what confession's for?
You can't date someone who isn't baptized.
I thought you was gonna say Hispanic. Where's the water? I'll do it now.
I know I'm not what you used to. And not what you deserve either.
Life's gonna give you a gut full of reasons to be angry. You only need one to be grateful.
Oh, shit!
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to start actually criticizing the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. The whole story is about, let's say, an amateur boxing career, you know, when there is an injury ending his career, you know, Stuart Long, I'm talking about, moves to LA or Los Angeles to find money and fame. While scrapping by as a supermarket clerk, he meets Carmen, a Sunday school teacher, who seems immune to his, you know, bad boy charm. Determined to win her over, the longtime agnostic starts going to church to impress her. However, a motorcycle accident leaves him wondering if he can use his second chance to help others, leading to the surprising realization that he's meant to be a Catholic priest. Let me start with you, Sayyid Abdullah. You know, how did you like this movie, given the approval rating of 43% by the Rotten Tomatoes, with an average rating of 5.3 out of 10? And also we have a CinemaScore giving this movie an average grade of A on an A+ to F scale. How did you like this movie?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It was a fairly light, easy movie. I mean, it's not the type of movie that you would want to get a popcorn and a drink over. It's one of these movies that you would watch whenever you have extra time, I guess. It's just, it was light. It was, I don't know, the acting was really good. I mean, that what made it more
especially
watchable.
Mark Wahlberg's performance was great.
So the, yeah, the performance of Mark Wahlberg and even Mel Gibson, it gave it that, you know, it made it watchable. If it was any other character, I would not have watched it because it would have been like one of these corny movies.
I see.
So that which I tried to avoid. But because of these two characters, it made the movie more watchable, more, I wouldn't say entertaining in a sense, but it kept you going, wanted to know what the story happens. And the story kept having like changing events from one time to another. So it kept you going. Not one of these movies that bore you to death kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was, yeah, like I said, it was a lighthearted movie, if I can say the least.
I see. Sister Asma, how about you? You know, given Rotten Tomatoes and Cinema's scores, and in addition to those rating, we also have the Metacritic, rating, which assigned this movie a weighted average score of 40 out of 100. So did you like this movie?
Yes, of course. I liked it a lot. And I think it was a very good movie. It was captivating. And you just wanted to know what is going to happen to him in the end. You was very eager to understand what is the plan for his future.
I see.
Because that was very nice, I guess. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Okay. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of this movie, and then we'll be back and talking about and criticizing this movie. Don't go away.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma helping me in the critique of this movie in this program. Well, we are talking about Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. In this part, Sayyid Abdullah, you know, there is this priest reciting a piece for confession of sins. What's confession, if you want to just break it down to our listeners, especially those who are not familiar with the principle and the concept or the notion of, confession. Is it logical from other aspects or other religious studies aspects, I mean? Like, for example, from the perspective of Islam, how do we or the Muslims look at confession in the first place?
Okay, from a Christian perspective, in Christianity, they have what they call confession. And confession, the word speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. So confession is basically wherever you commit, wherever sins you do, it doesn't matter how big they are.
Right.
Even if it's genocide, you go to a box and there's a priest and you speak out your heart, you say, I committed so and so. And the father would give you a green card of redemption. He says, okay, your sins are forgiven. And then you walk out of that box, a free man kind of thing. So the priest in this regard, he acts literally as God, because he's forgiven all his sins. I mean, who has given you such authority to forgive people's sins?
Exactly.
But nevertheless, I'm not going to debate this notion itself, but the idea is that you confine your sins to someone else, and that someone else gives you the green card of forgiveness. So this is from a Christian perspective. From a Muslim perspective, though, it's a completely different idea, like a different notion.
How different?
In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on the fact that your sins are solely between you and Him. And you have no right and you're not authorized to submit or tell your sins to any other human being. In fact, if you do, that itself is a sin.
You're talking about the sins that involve only you and God, not
any sort of sin.
What about the sins that you do injustice to some other creatures or people?
No, we're not going to debate the effect of that's a punishment aspect. But for example, I am a good person. I mean, I'm not evil man. So sometimes I backbite a person, or I cheat, or I lie, even if it's with other people. But the rest of the people don't know what I've done with you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, it's a sin. Now, if I have to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for repentance, I should come to Allah himself and repent to him.
But when you backbite somebody else, it involves another person. And you have to go in public and come clean with...
Come clean with that person himself. See, with because if we wanted to go into that field of sins themselves, because each sin is classified on its own. There are sins which are considered to be between you and yourself, sins between you and Allah, and sins between you and people. Mm-hmm. The sins that between you and people, sometimes you have a requirement to go tell them personally that I said this about you in terms of backbiting.
If the consequences are not going to be worse than what you have just done.
Of course. So each sin, like I said, you have to deal with it differently. So if, for example, if you've stolen something, you have to return it. Right. In returning it, I don't necessarily need to tell you that I stole it from you. I could say, look, this money belongs to you, you know, from someone who took it from you. I don't have to say it's me. But for example, with backbiting, I have
does
to tell
Does it do the
you,
job?
Huh?
Like, does it do the job?
As
like,
long
does
as
it
you
absolve
return.
You of the sin committed?
So first you have to, there are two things involved. Like the same thing that we have in our criminal court system now. If you have a problem with a person, first you have, if the person forgives you, that's one thing. And then the government themselves, they say we have what they call you have transgressed against the law itself. Mm-hmm. So even if that person forgives you, the law will take course and you'll have to be fined or punished for that as well. So sentence becomes a lot reduced, mm-hmm. but you still need to pay.
Right.
With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same. I can make a mistake by you. First, I have to ask for your forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, fine, but you still committed a sin itself. So you need to...
I hold you responsible for committing
exactly.
that
so
sin.
Exactly, so you need to make amends with that sin that you've done yourself.
I see.
So it works in that way. But nevertheless, the idea we have when it comes to Christianity and Islam, they're completely different in this regard. Whatever sins you have, you're not allowed to confine it or say it or express it to any human being.
What about psychological yourself. Consequences? Like when, for example, you go somewhere, like you find, for example, a shoulder to cry on and you come clean to that person and then you feel relieved all of a sudden. So what about this psychological effect that
sins,
it has?
No. In terms of emotional, yes. I can confine to anyone. I can find any crying shoulder, like you said, and I can pour my heart out, which we all do as a human being.
Exactly.
We all have a person or two that we tell them our problems.
And we also
and
have
issues.
Psychiatrists and psychologists
exactly.
refer to it, especially when...
Yeah. Yeah, I've been
we are
to,
not,
I've
we
been
are
to
not
those
limited
myself.
To sins, of course.
Yeah. But in terms of sins, because between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between you and the Creator, it needs to stay there.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Because what happens is if you take it outside and you tell people, that will damage your image. Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very important for him, especially for a mu'min, a believing man or a woman, that they maintain their image.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what they committed. So what you committed in secrecy or in privacy or with other people that people do not know about, keep it to yourself between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can expose you if he wants, but he's not. Because he's giving you time to repent and come back rather than just expose you.
So
Islam is actually the opposite. Islam says conceal your sins, keep it between you and Allah. A Christianity says no, come forward, say whatever you want, and we will relieve you of your burden.
Thank you.
Which is quite a big difference.
I see. Sister Asma, just along with that notion, the notion of confession, as a typical person, I mean, individually speaking, do you think that it does you any good if you confess, for example, to a person, just like us,
Yes.
Regardless of whether they have, for example, studied religion or otherwise, you know? Can Father, in other words, absolve us from our sins?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just the way you mentioned, psychologically speaking, I would say yes, it has got some healing effect on you. But according to what we know about ourselves and about human beings in general, we could say that human dignity is more important than anything else for you, yourself, and for God.
Mm-hmm.
So from the perspective of humanity, I would say it is sometimes good to bear your soul out to others. But of course, after some time, you would feel regretful for what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So at the first place, it would have some healing effects on you, but it's not going to last for so long. Mm-hmm. The only person you can just bare your soul for is God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
There's always like a hint of guilt. Now, the thing with the Christianity, because they made it, like the sister said, because psychologically, because they made it, they told people that we are authority of God.
Yes,
so if true. You come to us, tell us your problems or your sins, and we'll relieve you of them. So they do actually feel good afterwards,
yes,
because
true.
they look at them as the authority.
Yeah.
So it's the same like me going to Allah saying, oh, Allah, forgive me. Allah says, okay, forgiven.
Yeah.
When I walk out, I'm going to walk out free.
Uh-huh.
So because they put it in their mind that they are authority,
yes,
and they look at it as authority, so it does help them in this mm-hmm. regard.
And you know, it led them to some corruptions because they were asking for money in order to repent those sins.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, that's another story then.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Thank you for listening to the program Viewpoint. We were trying to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022. Directed by Rosalind Ross. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.